Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so this is Sam Witwer.
Samuel Huntington.
This is Sharon Stone.
Oh!
Right. Wish it was Sharon Stone. It's actually Megan Ross.
Oh!
We wish to.
Yes.
Sarah Allen.
And we are here with the actor commentary for episode 4. Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be
if
nice
we were
if
human?
We were human.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's so
awesome,
Megan. Everybody knows. Everybody gets it. Right?
God, we get it.
Be,
we get
they
it.
Need to be painted out.
We get
for
it. Why are you gonna paint everything?
Okay, so this was possibly one of the worst nights. What you're watching right now. It was such a long day. This was like hour 17 of a. Of the second day of hell.
Oh, this is the day where they
really?
Where they did your makeup and then undid your makeup.
Exactly. It was like a crazy like 21-hour day, and then like I had a 4-hour nap, and then when I was running through the woods there, it was like the end of the second day.
4-hour nap and then an 18-hour day.
Yeah,
18-hour.
Yeah. So I think it was 17, but regardless, it was a crazy day.
Yeah, that's not
Megan's
so good.
Pissed.
She's pissed.
Okay, and then they
and
stretched
this
cam.
Yeah, they stretched
like,
this camera
this.
Onto me and made me run through the woods.
Wow.
You scared those children.
I did. I scared those
poor
children.
Children.
Yeah. Actually, I threw that kid in the fire afterwards.
Burned.
He seemed fine.
Yeah. I like this. Jerry and me were talking about what this look should be, and we thought it should be
sexy.
It should be. And we thought it should be sexy. Anyway, so what's going on in this scene? No, we agreed that it should be Aiden working out all the, you know, how he's going to kill her, where he's going to put
right,
the body,
right.
All the, like a chess game, like something that he's just so used to doing that it happens automatically.
Is that the first time you see? Is that the first time you see
them kiss?
Well, yeah.
JP and Bridget kiss.
Yeah. By the way, I want to say, JP was... Did we say this in the last podcast? We might have. I just thought he was good casting because I didn't see it coming. You know,
yeah.
his turn. Oh!
Yeah, that was always weird for me. I was like, all right, so I'm running through the woods, and there's just this random dude standing there. Like, what is he about to do? Like, what is he? Is he at, like, one of those rest stops?
Yes.
You know, like,
every time we see this episode in front of someone who hasn't seen it before, they're all, at that moment, they're always like, what?
What is he doing?
What
is he doing?
That?
Yeah. Which, obviously, later on, you'll find out.
And I always respond,
just it's fine. I love this look here that you give. You're like, well, oh, man.
Dude, I just love you on all fours.
So great.
In the throes of... Oh,
but this was the first time that we... No, it's not the first time we saw it. Do we get a look at the wolf in here? Do we get a long shot of sort of the...
No.
No, we don't. So, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
That was just a failure.
Once again, Ray, or that character, just staring at naked...
Dude, okay, so they published a picture of you...
Yeah, right.
From this moment...
Right.
Early
there,
on...
Exact look.
Early on, that look. There. Early on, they published a picture of Sam with that look on his face, all covered in mud. And because he was shooting it, and he's behind the log, he had boxers on when we were shooting it. So they published a picture of him with the boxers, and immediately a bunch of naysayers were like, it's so stupid that he's wearing the boxers.
What is it like the Incredible Hulk?
Yeah.
So all you people listening who thought that, you're idiots.
Douches.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, I know.
But, I actually was wearing a little thong.
Under the boxers.
When we were shooting, I was in a thong.
Oh, really?
Yep. And when we were rehearsing, I wore the boxers because I didn't really need to be in the thong.
Have you ever worn a thong before in your life?
I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are we? I thought that was a normal thing for guys.
That's just what you do.
As a guy.
Banana hammock?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of thong, there's something that will come up in it. Oh, I love the pants. Douche pants.
I used to wear pants like that.
There's underwear, and it's from a later episode where they basically wanted me to wear a thong, but like as a character choice.
What?
Oh, dude.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna have to wait for episode 11 to hear that story.
Are you serious?
Wow. Yeah. The commentary for episode 11, I will explain what they wanted me to wear, and then how Adam Kane came in and saved me at the last minute.
What?
Really?
Wait.
And by the way, I want to say, that is maybe the one thing I disagreed with that they ever wanted me to wear this whole season.
Oh, you told me about that, but did they ever see the thong, or it was just for, a character?
Well, it was... Literally, you would have seen it. You would have seen
or
the
they're
thong.
Just like...
You're kidding
me! Oh, dude, it was
you
great.
You gotta look like you have something up your
Now, I don't say it was a thong, but it did say on the box, bikini underwear. It was just like, oh, no! That's and Adam came, you know, when he showed up, and I was like, Adam, you gotta help me out, please. Well, I have never asked.
We've seen 11. I'm trying to think of when.
Episode 12. Episode 12.
Okay, all right.
We'll see it in episode. So, I'm sorry, the commentary for episode 12. We will have this discussion again. But anyway, let's
talk about this.
Yeah, so Andre, this guy who plays Ray, his name is Andreas Apergus, and he's a really talented guy, local Montreal guy, really kind of brought a lot of clout and gravitas to the role, and also was just a swell guy. Just a swell guy.
He was a cool guy.
Yeah. And he worked really
fine.
He was just fine. But he worked really, really hard.
He was great.
And, yeah,
fun guy to have around. Yeah. He had a questionable taste in music, though.
Did he?
He made me listen to I'm a Barbie Girl.
Oh, yeah, well.
It's like, this is such children. A good remix.
The remix.
He's got kids.
Yeah, you gotta give
That's
the guy a
no
credit.
Excuse.
I wake up every morning and watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse for an hour.
That's
so,
just part
and
of
I
day.
Find it great.
He's got the sound
and
track.
Actually, I've recorded a couple episodes that I need you guys to see because I think they're really
just
important.
Give it a shot.
Because you
shot.
Just need to see it before right. you pass judgment.
Totally.
So all this for me is ADR.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm. I'm
very
impressed
good
with the
job.
ADR. Yeah, I'm impressed with that. With it,
yeah,
on the show.
It's been
they,
pretty amazing.
They do it. Wow.
Yeah, they do a really good job with the mixing.
I'm very surprised I didn't pick that out. You picked out another scene earlier from I think our first or second episode where
yeah.
you were ADR, and I did not. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I can't tell when you guys do it either. I just know because
well, that's
well you
yeah.
can tell the tone well, of you and timbre of your own voice.
Timbre.
And so.
And you know when you were watching it in ADR.
I love your delivery of that line, by the way.
Why
just like a douche?
Well, you can tell when you're what's it?
Well, when you're like doing the ADR, you're trying to get it as right as possible.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You never get it.
You never feel you like you. Well, sometimes actually there was a scene which will remain unnamed from the second episode between you and me, Sarah, where I didn't feel like my original performance was as good as it needed to be, so I helped it with ADR. I was actually thrilled when they're like, "Oh, you're doing ADR for that scene." I'm like, "Oh, good." So I think I got a better performance out of me at that point.
And this is the introduction?
Is this, I believe it is?
Yeah, of Kristen Hager, who
Hager.
We like to call Hagerbaum.
Hagerbaum.
Or Hagermeister.
Or Hagerman.
Or Kristen Hager.
Come on.
Or just Kristen Hager, actually.
Yeah.
Kristen, I call her a lot. I call her Kristen a lot.
Yeah.
I really like the development between you two as... You know,
as a thing.
As a thing.
Yeah, she's amazing, and she's a very, very giving actor.
Very good actor.
And you guys have good chemistry together.
Yeah,
yeah,
true.
Which is weird because she freaking hates me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
First thing she said on the set was like, to me, she goes, "Can't stand that guy. Couldn't wrap my brain around being
right.
attracted to him.
Right.
If you sprayed him with animal hormones.
Exactly.
And pheromones.
And so they tried it.
And it worked though.
That she,
worked. She went crazy
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, they just sprayed me with deer piss.
That's right.
And you know Kristen Hager can't resist some deer piss.
Yeah,
she loves it.
I do like this little moment with
us. I like
with
it
us.
Too.
This was. We're starting to. This was, again, talking about how the chemistry evolved with the characters. They did, in fact, tell us to hold off in terms of having too much fun with each other. And I feel like this scene. they were allowing us to have
but by this episode it was Jerry's second episode. Jerry Chikaridio, the director of episode 3 and 4.
Every director directed 2 episodes. Adam Kane directed 3. He directed the first 2 and our final 1.
But I feel like at this point we had kind of I honestly feel like by the end of shooting 3 and 4 we had really honed in on what we were doing. Together.
Yes.
And it just works.
It just pops.
It just pops off the screen.
Oh, God. Oh, by the way, and I love this whole "we're not bros."
Yeah,
ADR. I love your...
Yeah, I like your delivery on that.
God,
not bros.
Man. Wow. No. You guys are really good at that.
Yeah, shut up.
Hey, Sam, what was that girl's name? That guy walking in front of you? What was his name again?
Bromance.
That's all I can tell. Hey, Sarah.
There's Sarah.
Sarah Allen.
We had root beer floats that morning.
We did.
We started off the day right with root beer floats.
Yeah, Sarah was... She goes, interesting. So we had root beer floats, and now you're slamming me into a wall. It's a very strange day.
Dangerous. Sounds like the best day of my life.
It was. What was hilarious is, like, the A&W root beer places in Canada don't have root beer floats.
They're not called A&W root beer places.
That's exactly what they're called.
They're just A&W.
A&W.
But that's a root beer thing, right?
Well, they make root beer.
Cream
soda.
So
they don't have... What?
They don't have floats there. They have floats here in the U.S. as far as I can tell. Yeah.
A root beer float is like one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
In life. So congratulations on having them.
Here's an interesting thing. Remember the root beer float was a terrible... Like, the bees could not resist going in, but there was something about the root beer that killed them instantly.
Yeah, it's true.
So you looked down at the root beer float, and there were, like, three or four bees floating there. Yeah. And other bees going, hey, what's going on there?
Well,
that's why they've been banned in Canada.
They've been buried. Too many bees. Sarah, tell us all about your take in terms of what is happening. Whisper to me. Let's talk about it privately. Right. If you tell me, I'll tell the audience. But no, your character has been through a lot of changes since the last time we saw her. She killed Kara, and now she's showing up and going,
hey. About 50 other people, too.
Probably about 50 other people.
She just woke up this morning feeling awful.
You know, by the way, it was during the shooting of this episode that Jerry Chikaridi and I discussed how many people Aiden had killed face-to-face.
Yeah.
To get a feel for how twisted this whole life was and why he was so unhappy and what was, you know, and basically how... far psychologically gone Aiden was, and we worked out that if he was feeding, what was it? Something like, I think it was like 6 times a month.
Yeah.
Let's just say he killed 6 people a month.
Right.
He needed to feed 6. He just ate 6 times.
Cool.
Wait,
how many times?
Yeah, just 6 times a month. Just just fed.
Okay.
Six.
I don't know about you.
Well, if you work by that math, he's killed upwards of 15,000 people face to face.
My God.
So this is like a guy who's not really in his right mind, which again, I think is well illustrated with the Rebecca character, that she's this nice girl. She gets killed. We don't see her for a month. And Bishop is working on her, and then she comes back out of her mind.
Right.
Because she's killed at least several people.
Right.
I want to say something about this scene.
People
always ask me about this. They ask, was it hard to talk at the same time? And I say, no, because we're all very talented. But really, what we did is we went off and rehearsed it for a really long time to get the rhythm down, because most of the scene is just rhythm.
Yeah.
And then when we were doing close-ups, we actually set it individually, because you don't want the overlap for sound.
Right.
So the only times we're really actually speaking at the same time is in the wide shots.
I think Angela is perfectly cast.
Hey, by the way, I want to clear some shit up right now. Sorry to swear. But I want to clear some
stuff
up.
Sam, you're hurting me.
I know, ow. I just did. God! Ow!
Siri, open up, Sammy!
Sorry.
No. But Angela Galupa, who plays...
Galoops!
Who plays Bridget, or Brigitte, that is her real hair. She has beautiful blonde... Like, it's like
silk, hair.
Beautiful hair. And everyone's always like, wow, that's a really interesting wig they put on her, huh? Like, no, that's her hair, and it looks awesome.
And Mark Pellegrino also not wearing a wig. Nobody's wearing a wig on the show except for Aiden in the 70s.
Exactly.
In the 70s, we see him wear... Well, also in the American Revolution.
And Tony from episode 3.
Right, yeah.
Well, he wears a mullet wig.
Well, the mullet was real, but the top part of the wig was a wig.
And, of course, my beard is a wig.
Yes. and my merkin is a wig.
My stubble.
Of sorts.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
What if they just put a huge bush on you?
Dude, by the way, I did this show a while back called Smallville, and one of the rules in that show is that the men must be shorn-chested.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes. And that was a point of contention, and I got into some arguments with the producers. And this rule, by the way, is in place. No one... it was just a rule, and they just accepted it as a rule. But the reason it was a rule is because Smallville started out with these characters as teenagers. Well, at this point, they're like 30, right?
Right, yeah.
So I made the argument, no, you shouldn't shave my chest, and they made a big deal about it. So I'm like, fine, fine, go ahead, shave my chest, you bastards.
And you've been shaving
it ever since.
No. You can see that I have chest hair in this show.
Men who are listening... Don't shave your chest. I like a good hairy chest.
What a Hasselhoff chest.
but
one of the things is, so I kept making a joke throughout the run of Smallville. I kept saying, hey, you know, like this. Well, there was one day where I was shooting and I was wearing a button-down shirt and it was kind of open. So I said, hey, I said to the makeup people, tell him Sam refused to shave his chest again. Start a buzz about it. Get the producers worried, because this was a big panic the first time. And there were calls to L.A. that I wouldn't shave my chest, and my chest isn't that hairy, guys.
Yeah.
And so I started that panic again, and then I arrived on the set, and they, like, they pasted a wig, a full wig to my chest.
Oh, my God.
So I had this huge, just, you know,
bush of hair.
Like, but it wasn't like a bush of hair. It was, like, long, flowing, beautiful, slightly spiked hair coming out of my chest.
Oh, God.
And so they all left.
Baldville.
And then they, you know, yes.
Get
and
it?
They
Baldville? Killed Baldville? Anyone? Get anyone? It. Baldville?
Yeah. Sammy, why don't you tell us about this scene?
I like this scene. I like the line in this scene where I admit I eat my own poop.
Oh, that is so funny.
That is a...
Yeah, that's a good one. Such I remember, you know, this was an interesting scene. This is actually an interesting scene... Well, a lot of times as actors, you're in a scene where someone's explaining something to you, and so it's basically just reaction and listening. And this is one of those scenes, and they're, in my opinion, the hardest to do because you're like you just have to listen, but it's hard not to do too much. So you just kind of have to stand there and like really hear the person. So it's actually a really great. Like acting exercise, you know what I mean? And my mom, who was an actor in her day and still a very, very talented person, always said that acting is listening, and I firmly believe that. So
you know what? When I watched this, I actually thought the same thing. I thought that you were listening very well.
You'll notice I barely say anything in the scene.
It's hard to do when you hear the same thing
over and over again.
Because you'll do these things upwards of 900 times.
Right, yeah.
And,
how you listen.
And I actually got really... You get tired because you're not... Your energy isn't, you know, spent on saying anything. You're just kind of like standing there and listening quietly. But the good news is Andreas did a really, really lovely job.
Yeah, he did.
Explaining about the rump roast. And it introduces the rump roast, too, is the other thing.
Which is a really interesting
kind
concept.
Kind of a key concept there.
This was an interesting scene to shoot.
But because, not to watch.
Well, right. Because it was
an interesting scene.
It's really not terrible.
Which is why it's so incredible. We were just miserable watching it. It's just terrible.
I did love the blocking of this scene because we're talking about the metaphor of drug addiction and trying to get through that and the things that may or may not happen between two Sid and Nancy style junkies, basically. And there were moments and a lot of suggestions that you made, Sarah, that really helped hit that point home. And I'm not going to say what because it's just
I mean nothing that's happening right now.
No, but honestly, like I love this is a crazy awesome sequence that goes on here. But when you're like, please, Aiden, like nibbling his fingers and like getting into it. It's like, oh my god, it's so real.
Yeah,
it's so
amazing.
Raw.
And your face in this last moment on your face. We'll get to it.
So
that's the stuff nightmares are made of.
What was going on?
Sarah's actually had a big boner.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Here it is!
Nightmares! Creepy. Oh, good.
Just remember, we had to shoot... We spent a lot of time on that scene.
We did shoot a lot of time.
Yeah.
And is this the one you guys...
Oh, this was a reshoot. This is a reshoot because we... Here's the interesting thing. There was a... there wasn't enough blood. The network wanted more blood. And
I love that.
That was sci-fi.
Yeah, which is an interesting note, considering.
Shut up with your sneezing.
Oh! So the network wanted more blood, but what was the great thing about it was that when we originally shot this, we had our clothes on and we were across the bathroom from each other. Huh. And I guess someone
was the end of like a 19-hour day.
It was the end of a 19-hour day, so maybe people weren't exactly as sharp as they would have been, but that's how it was staged and that's how it was shot. And because we were so far away from each other, it was like almost played for comedy.
Yeah.
Like, that can't happen again. Woo-hoo! You know, and
weird.
And so, you know, when we went home and I wasn't entirely satisfied with it. And when we came back to shoot it, Adam restaged it so that it was a lot more intimate. And it gave Sarah a place to be actually really desperate because we were being intimate and she was talking about how this may be an insurmountable problem. So this was a scene we shot twice.
You know what I've been saying, by the way?
Hmm.
When people have been asking me about being naked on the show,
yeah,
I'm like, all right, well, I'm where Sam Witwer's abs end. That's where I start. So I'm like the flabby little bits kind of over or like beside your ab. Like that's where I start as a person.
So, I am.
Whatever. Jesus Christ. It's unbelievable, because I was at the gym, like, every single day, because I knew I had to be naked all the time. And Whitworth's like, I'm like, so what do you do, man? Like, what do you do to stay in shape? He's like,
jog. Jogging.
It's like, alright, yeah, you jog.
Cool. We had the dumbbells.
Oh, no, my favorite is,
I used to lift a lot in high school.
It's like, in high school. Realize that we're old now. That doesn't hold up as an answer at all.
We had the dumbbells in the dumbbells.
Yes,
we had dumbbells in the trailer. By the way, I did read, this may shed some light on it. I read that I do steroids. Once. Yeah,
who
so
said
that I don't know, somewhere on some blog online, they're like, Witwer does steroids.
Sweet.
I'm like, all right, so that'll explain it.
So that's the absolute God's honest truth,
right? You know, when a take would go badly, you know, like if I just didn't get it quite right, I'd go. You know, when I just freak out.
Rain.
Yeah. Let me just do that again.
Yeah. Exactly,
you know,
yeah.
That was what happened.
Did you just shoot yourself?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what happens with steroids.
I think so, you shoot yourself and your peen gets a little.
Yeah.
I actually like this little scene with you and I here.
Yes, it's
kind of a fun little scene. Because it's the first time where Josh is like challenging Aiden a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, you don't want me. Only in the house.
Well, Josh may be
afraid of werewolves,
a character who's off balance, but he ain't no pushover.
No. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and
cool. This is amazing. I love that smoke stuff they do.
Yeah, that's really neat.
I do a surprising amount of hand acting on this show.
Yes, you do.
But I think Jerry Chikaridi, didn't he tell you to do this?
Yeah, we did a whole like run of different reactions to pushing the strawberry.
Yeah, that was definitely the funniest.
And
this, of course, the reaction to Ray's.
Yeah.
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 Did
you have laughing?
It looked like
you
smelt.
Ew.
That's what it looked like.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Just got that crust.
Just.
Can we talk, please?
Sir, tell us what you thought when we did those scenes. Were you on board with the way those were staged, or what was your take?
Well, Jerry, like...
Oh, look at that.
Love it.
Oh!
Whoa,
that was
so
cool.
That was also, not enough blood.
Wow. I was supposed to be wearing contact lenses, but the black contact lenses, but when we went to put them in the eye, for some reason my eyeball cut the lens in half.
Sharp eyeballs.
Oh, my God.
Sharp eyeballs are sharp as razor blades.
We had to do it with my eyes closed.
I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm. But talk about what was that, what was all that all like for you with all these reshoots on the...
Well, I was worried because I thought that it was like a performance based on my performance thing. But then Adam kind of reassured us that it was not that.
And not only that, but it's so vastly different.
Yes, so incredibly different. Mm-hmm. I think it does work a lot better. I tend to just trust the director in those situations.
Well,
just so that I can continue on.
Right.
There's a funny story with that. Jerry Chikaridi had a different read, because when I read the script, I saw that, as far as I was concerned, the metaphor was kind of a Sid and Nancy type thing,
right,
with
right.
the junkies having sex throughout the script.
Right.
And Jerry, the first time we meet him, I think it's the first time we meet him, me and Sarah are sitting next to each other. Now, mind you, it's already uncomfortable that we that we're always naked around each other and doing these love scenes. And so Jerry Chikarini goes, "Hey guys, so this is great. We're gonna have this great thing, and I don't really see it as a sex thing. I just see it as a blood thing. And so you guys won't ever be naked, and don't worry about that."
And I was like, "Good."
And I'm just sitting there, like totally disagreeing, but I can't say it because Sarah's right next to me, going, "Yes."
Right.
So I'm like, okay, she thinks I'm hideous, and then also I'm going to seem like a creepy guy.
Yeah, and be like, no,
I think you're doing it. You're totally doing it.
Yeah. I remember actually asking you. I don't remember when that was. If vampires.
By the way, I just want to say something. Jerry Chikarini then changed his tune, and the sexual element was brought in, and I thought he did a wonderful job directing.
Yeah, I love
these
Mark
episodes.
Jerry.
Jerry is awesome.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy.
Anyway, what were you saying?
Well, you had sex with him. That's how you perspective.
Well, that's right. I'm a joke.
Yeah. You and Jerry are like way.
Bum chums.
What?
Of a sort.
You've been so quiet for so long.
Bum chums.
Just chimes in with bum chums.
I was just eating chips and then re-entered with bum chums.
I still had bum chums. That's amazing.
What were you saying?
Yeah.
It's obviously not important if I don't remember what it is.
You know what I hate when they ask you to play pool in like a scene or something like that?
Oh,
I can't play pool.
Well,
terrible.
Oh, are you?
Oh, I'm amazing at pool, by the way.
You keep saying
I'm a shark.
You're as good at playing pool as you are doing Mario Kart impressions.
I'm the best!
The worst.
Oh boy.
Wait,
no.
That is dead on.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect. I gotta play it and see. I gotta test you.
Okay.
What annoys me about playing pool in scenes is the continuity.
Yeah.
Because the balls just decide to go wherever they want to go, really, unless you're like an ace pool player.
Do they even show the balls?
No, that's how they get around it. Generally speaking, they kind of like cut around and they'll show a shot and then they'll reset the balls and you'll keep going or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like having a drink or, you know, eating food or, you know, anything like that. It's like when it's random, you know, you can't really, there's nothing you can really do about it. So.
Has anyone ever had any mishaps when they were eating food on a set? Like, just ate too much?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
I was supposed to be really enjoying a piece of cake.
Oh.
And we shot this cake. It's something else we did, this other independent film. And we ate cake for 11 hours.
What?
Oh, God.
And by the end, I wasn't able to get through a take. I would put the cake in my mouth and my body would reject it. Like... I had to keep my lips together so I didn't spit it out.
Oh,
that's
it was
terrible.
I was almost gagging.
Did they take from the beginning? Or?
They must have.
How many pieces would you say you ate?
I would say I ate like upwards to 3/4, if not more, of a cake.
It was
an entire cake. It was like this like strawberry like fluffy cake.
Oh man.
Which I thought was light.
Oh.
But no, if you eat the whole thing it's not light anymore.
No.
It's just
I did a show where I smoked probably about 30 cigarettes.
Wow, really?
And I couldn't even drive home. I was really messed up.
It's disgusting.
I don't smoke.
Yeah. When you don't smoke, waking up the next morning after you've had a couple.
I was in trouble. I felt lightheaded and could literally barely drive. It was bad.
And knowing you, I'm sure you committed 100% to it too.
Right? Oh, I don't know. Mike, here's
the whole thing.
The character. I did full on smoke that damn thing. But it was weird.
Was it necessary?
I thought it. Okay, no. Well, I probably could have. Okay, when I saw the show, you barely can. The cigarette is not what the damn scene is about, so I could have relaxed a little bit on it.
Speaking of scenes,
yep.
Let's maybe go back to this one.
I like this scene a lot. It's weird because it's like really you've had hints a little bit of Ray's
of what he's up to
distaste with vampires, but that's like really like hits it home.
Yeah, he's going for it. We understand that Ray has an agenda that he's up to something, and that he wants to pull you away from me and have you to himself and create this pact that
exactly
he's looking to do.
This is
and this scene is
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I remember
Sam,
it was so funny.
Sam, you nailed this scene.
Oh, thanks, man.
Oh,
well,
God, that's so funny.
It's a good scene. A lot of it has to do with your looks when we're talking. But
I don't know about that.
But I remember I was so tired. I forget why I was so tired when we were shooting the scene. It may be actually because it was after the day, the hell week for me.
Oh boy.
But I was so tired, and I remember they put all this makeup on under both of our eyes because we're both supposed to be looking really tired,
right,
going over. You, because I don't think you've eaten, in me because or you've been having
I've been having vampire events. Blood, which is not good for you,
right?
Yeah.
And you know, up all hours of the night, and I'm literally hungover because I've been up with Ray,
right?
And so they were putting this makeup under my eyes, and I was going, really, really, look at me. Look at me right now. I need makeup to make me look like I look like hell.
You actually don't look like hell.
I know. The funny thing is, like, you can't even really tell, but they did.
You can't tell at all.
And they, like, I would look at myself in the mirror and they
loved it. I remember you were concerned about how you played this, and I thought you just did such a great job.
Oh, God, it's so funny.
You were so dead on. By the way, Aiden is... All the people that are in line behind you, he's giving them whatever item they want and handing it to them and getting them, and they're going around you.
Yeah.
To try to buy you time to ask her out.
Little piece of business that's very...
Yeah. Aiden is actually like a firewall.
But look at
right
you
now.
Here. You're just like, listening to the train wreck that's going on next to you.
Well, there's a moment where it seems like it's going well. She goes, what do you think's going to happen? Oh, right.
I think that's weird.
End up in sex. Sex in bed.
You look to him for guidance.
Oh boy,
I'm dying. She does a really nice job in the scene.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. But yeah. I think that probably the reason I was a little bit self-conscious was just because we were, you know, this was still
early.
Still trying to find. Yeah, we're still
how
trying.
How funny
to,
should the
yeah,
show
exactly,
be?
Exactly. Where's the line? Like, is it? You know, is it going to be zany, or is it supposed to be kind of more, you know...
Right, because
like,
there's a sitcom version of this...
Absolutely.
Of the show you could make that
right.
I don't think any of us want to be in.
Right, right.
Not, by the way, some sitcoms are ridiculously funny. I have friends who are in sitcoms. But this is a show that doesn't... should not be a sitcom.
Right.
Was that weird that I said I...
No.
Why did you laugh at me?
It was kind of funny.
Okay.
Cover your bases.
Was that what... I was, like, name-dropping
in Sam's
sitcoms.
All friends who are on sitcoms
right.
should go to hell.
Basically, yes.
Your shows are crap. We're on better TV.
Someone would
deal with it.
I wouldn't do it.
I would never do it. By the way, I love my partner at the table there.
Yeah,
she was
it's
like
Whoopi Goldberg.
It is Whoopi. Actually, cameo.
You still was the idea that you didn't even know that person.
No,
you just sat down with
like,
them.
Like, hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
This was
just
a cool
reading
scene.
The news.
You know our characters.
You put me out here.
Well. Oh shit, why would I think that? Danny? So, I like the relationship they start developing between Sally and Aiden, because really what's funny about this relationship is that I actually will tell you, if you listen to the things that Aiden says to Sally, he actually gives her pieces of what he's actually going through. He never does that with Josh until
right.
way
yeah.
later in the season
yeah.
when he's forced to.
Yeah.
But with Sally, he will actually say little things like, you know, at one point you say, what should I do? And I say, well, I'll tell you what you do. You focus on
right.
other things. And that's what Aiden does.
Right.
You get away from the bad stuff in your mind, you compartmentalize, and you go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And in this, you know, I'm the same thing. Aiden tells her a little bit about what's going on through helping her deal with what's going on with her. Because Sally is so open with everyone. Do you feel what? How do you feel about? Because Sally is so isolated. Do you think that's why she's so open and wants to talk to people about what's happening with her?
I don't know. I feel like it might just be the kind of person that she was in her life.
Mm.
She sort of, you know, wears it all on her sleeve, and especially with these guys. I mean, she's the only. They're the only people that she can actually talk to.
Interact
so
with. Yeah.
She's looking for anything
sure.
that she can find.
That actually behind that is me. And then when they cut inside, it's actually Angela.
Which
so.
Was so weird because Sammy just appeared on the set and goes, you know, I'll handle the shower.
You know what? I should do this. Let me take this one, guys.
She was
I'm
like,
dirty. Well, I need a shower.
Angela was like, You're right. And we did it. And guess what?
The awkward. Okay. To be honest, the awkward thing was that you got in the shower with her naked.
Right, yeah.
And
just kind of.
And then you explain why you were there.
Eased
you're like,
eased up behind
I'll
her.
Take care of this.
Yeah, just like,
you eased up behind her and whispered in her ear, I'll take care of this part.
Let me get this one.
You just wanted to be in the shower with her to see if her
wig
was real.
I love the scene. There's my maybe my favorite look in the whole season of being human happens in this scene.
From Sarah.
Oh my god. It's so great, and you guys, you'll know it when you see it.
I want to thank you, sir, because I was playing this fairly straight, and it was only until I saw what you were doing that I realized that the scene is hilarious.
Yeah, it's so funny because
what was your take? How did you come up with that?
That's a good point
because I Reed's very serious.
It does, yeah.
They're having serious problems and they can't handle it, and then
I always read it that way.
Really? Because you said when we were shooting, you were laughing and you were giggling. And
I just thought it was like totally ridiculous that you wanted to take me out for dinner on a nice date. Like, isn't that sweet? But like, really, like
it's coming up.
What do we really want to be doing here?
Yeah. We want to be
like it. I was kind of like, all right, I'll let you have this date, but. Yeah.
So you always saw it as humor.
But here it is. There's your
coming.
Mouth.
It's coming.
Oh! I love it. Like, are you kidding me? I love that.
It makes the scene. It really makes the scene.
It's really good. It's really good.
I also love how you guys were sitting next to each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a real thing.
Yeah. That is a real thing.
Rachel always, whenever we have we're at like a banquet and there's nobody next to us, she's like, sit next to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sarah, I believe, by the way, that night in the alley was the first night where you said, are you tall?
It could have been.
Yeah. I think it was that night, because Sarah has always been convinced that me and her are the same height.
Yeah. I thought Sam was a short guy. I thought that he was like a short and stocky guy.
That's funny.
That I was... Yeah. Sarah, how tall are you?
5'7".
Yeah, she thought I was 5'7". I'm 6'1".
That's awesome.
She was, and it was that night was just a night where I just wasn't, because when I talk to Sarah, I will like, you know, I'll stand in a way that where I'm lower and I can talk to her face to face.
Right.
And so I wasn't doing it that night. And she goes, you know, because you can like widen your legs and you can be lower.
Of course.
And I'll do that, you know, and I wasn't doing it that night. And Sarah goes, you're tall. But that hasn't stopped her since then from making up her mind. No, I think I am as tall as you.
That's hilarious. I love that.
I take her in front of a mirror, and then she looks really confused.
Yeah.
Well, standing as your mirror, and she's like, she forgets about it.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want
to... It's not real.
Isn't this the scene where... sorry to interrupt. Yeah. But isn't this the scene where he was spitting the blood, and it went all over the entire camera crew?
Yeah. That was the thing right there. No, one of the... spitting the blood in, like, the tank...
Yeah.
Blew up or something. And just started the blood tank. Because they had like this
oh my God.
Pneumatic or whatever the hell it was, like tank that like shot a blood spurt out of his mouth when he pukes the blood there when he touched
the crazy timing.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Especially when you have a tube and you have to anticipate.
Yeah.
You can't activate it when the punch happens because the blood has to travel the tube.
Yeah.
There you go. But yeah, it's like a pressurized mm-hmm. thing. And I guess it, like, blew up, and, like, the crew started...
Covered the... And not even in the... I mean, it wasn't supposed to be in the same direction as the camera.
Right.
For some reason, it just exploded.
Because the tank was next to where the camera
was. Right, okay,
it
yeah. One of the crew members had it on video, and I was watching it, and I mean, didn't they just
laugh
at that
point? Well, I wasn't there. I heard about it. So, yeah.
You weren't there?
At that point, that was at the very, very, very end of the night they shot that they had wrapped me, yeah.
By the way, I'm sorry.
No, go.
Oh, no, the turn that me and Sarah do around the corner.
Yeah, I love that turn.
I think everyone expected that we were just going to snarl or we were just going to, you know, and...
Sam came up with the walk.
The Terminator walk.
Yeah.
Well, the idea being that they switch into something that's very efficient, that they're still sentient and they can still think and they're still people. But they immediately just are going from point A to point B. They're not about a snarly monster.
Yeah.
It's about how fast do I get from point A to point B? I want to kill that guy. So I now, you know, because it's they come around the corner, they snap around the corner, they see what they want, they process it, and then they go straight for it at the same time. And I thought that would be scarier than
here's the thing: if you're the guy who's getting approached. If you see two people turn around and start running at you, your instinct is going to be to run away.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see these two people like turn around and like start walking at you,
yeah, you have a chance to catch that. Yeah,
whoa, what's going to happen here?
Yeah.
By the way, while shooting the scene that was just
shown,
I totally kicked poor Vincent LeClaire in the Jimmy's.
Yeah, he did.
Really?
Yeah. Poor guy. He was wearing a cup. But I misfired a little bit and got him right in the
jumbly.
He's wearing a cup, right, which is not on his
jumbly. He was wearing a cup next to him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He was
holding a cup.
Yeah. He had cups on his knees. I love that too, by the way, that you're composed and then you're like, fudge me.
Aiden has a couple of those moments, right?
Jerry did an amazing job directing this scene.
Yeah, I love that
because
frame.
Sarah, you remember you and me were trying to figure out what he was up to, and he wasn't covering anything to begin with. And we're like, "Well, why?" He says, "We don't need it. This, you got a master of you talking, and we get it." And then we're going to go in close to Sarah and see in the back.
Because
at first we're walking in, there's all this stuff, this dialogue, and he's not covering it. And it's just because he had this
really
wonderful
cool
shot.
Shot
it like a film.
Like that shot. So that was the one you were talking about. That one right there, right?
Yeah. Jerry is one of the most knowledgeable people I've ever met when it comes to film history.
God, he's fun.
He watches a movie a day.
Wow. Yeah, he's incredible. And so a lot of his shots and the way he sets things up.
Like he likes to color.
This crane shot. Is it a crane or is it? Yeah, I guess it was on a crane. I love this so much, and I didn't even know this is what he was doing until I saw the playback on the monitor and.
He was so much fun
to
yeah, I know, it's so great. He was so much fun to just sit around and talk with about
films.
He's
so
and,
nice.
And I thought that he brought a lot to the table for these episodes.
He did, and he puts these subtle references to films in his episodes.
Well, he was interesting.
I love this moment, too, by the way. I thought JP really nailed it here. Where he comes into the house and he's like, Sally. And he's like, oh, I'm an idiot, and this is so stupid. And then he, like, literally cannot help himself when he turns around. He's like, has to say it one more time.
And he's looking right at me.
Yeah, it's so cool.
You know,
when I was doing
my part to this, it was Jeremy, who's the guy's stand-in. John Pello wasn't there.
Kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, we did the scene completely separately.
Jeremy.
Did you read that? I read that you went off and probably killed someone that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I almost passed out during the scene. While we were shooting.
Oh, this is by the way.
Oh
Sammy.
Yeah, God,
Sammy,
you're so good in this. Amazing.
I thought I was dying.
The fact that you all made it. The fact that you made the choice that Josh is so upset that he's trying to stop from throwing up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
a physical thing. It's
so awesome.
Unbelievable.
Thanks, guys.
Like this
so
moment
specific
when
too, like,
when you're concentrating on trying to control yourself and to not, like, essentially throw up. And he taps you on the shoulder, and that's enough to just blow your concentration. This moment, I think, is beautiful.
Thanks, man. He was really great because he was so composed, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And like, we did a couple different takes of... he did it several different ways. And, you know... This little speech where he's kind of rubbing me up a little bit and like telling me that I'm
which
like,
I was here I was right watching up. This I was watching this shoot
and he that's right, I remember you there.
I love this moment coming up too,
but he did a couple where he like really really builds right here and it's real loud
there, I love that.
And then Jerry like was like, no, you know what, try one like real easy, like try one like you're just like you're his friend and you're trying to help.
And by the way, as a credit to the show,
I love that
they hold on you in this frame. It's one of the wonderful things about our producers and Jerry Chikariti and Adam Kane and Jeremy and Anna and the networks. They allow moments like that.
Yeah,
because most shows, they're just dialogue,
yeah.
And they cut it so fast and it's just nonstop wall-to-wall talking, whereas we do get to have some silent acting beats.
It's so cool. I remember when we were shooting it, I was thinking, boy, I love this frame. I hope they hold it. It's just so cool with the little end table there, the little side table there with the lamp, and you see the stairs, and so beautifully lit. Like, it was just really cool, you know.
Well, we'll see you at the next episode.
Yay!
Bye, guys.
Poop!